With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
I'm recording.
Can we apologise now?
Yeah.
Well, mine's recording. It's got 02 on it, 03. I've got the channel going. If it, as long as that dashboard's going up and down like that, that's working, right?
Well,
when it goes to 3 and 4, hopefully in about 10 minutes, it'll be on like 10 minutes, 03, 04, 05. If them numbers keep going up, then we're all right.
It's on 23. We're in. And I've got it going, so it's roughly about halfway up the line. So I'm welcome to go, mate. I'm looking forward to it. It's a pleasure. How you do?
Hello and welcome to Hardcore Listing Podcast. I'm one half of your presenting duo. I am Stuart Roy Whiffin. Sitting opposite me via the means of Zoom today
is the mustard t-shirt wearing other half of this podcast duo, Christopher William Glasson. Hey there, mate.
I'm all right. Is mustard just a slightly darker shade of custard? Or can you get custard in a shade of mustard?
Yeah, and you can now get mustard-flavoured custard as well. So the options are limited.
See, I love both of them, but collectively, nah, mate. Nah.
Exactly.
Nah. I've got a lot of people getting excited about Marmite cashews and things like that. And what did I see someone getting excited about?
Two other people we haven't introduced yet. As soon as you said that, nodded in agreement, and I would too, because that is something sexy. Marmite. I don't know why I had to put the word sexy into Marmite cashews. They're good. They taste good.
Okay, well, before we introduce our guests, let's just quickly thank our sponsors. So thank you to Egg Fried, who make really cool clothes. One of our guests I've seen on Instagram sporting some of their wares. And you too can also go and get their wares at eggfried.com. And if you put in the discount code EGGSALAD, you save pennies as well. Pennies and pounds, I think.
Yeah, not pennies, mate. Yeah. You didn't sell that very well. You save yourself 10p. Yeah, you get a nice fat discount off of that. So, yes. I tell you, a place you also get a discount is with our other sponsor, Love Beer, lovebeer.co.uk. And that's Charles. He's been on the podcast not that long ago. He will come and install a bar at your flipping house, which is a good thing to do during lockdown. Also, we'll send incredible beers to your front door. So if you go to love-beer.co.uk and put in the discount code LBHCLP, you'll get a nice discount. Don't forget to buy your growlers. And the beer is tremendous. And we're going to do another special little team up with them very soon.
Yes.
A team up drink along for all of us lot at home struggling with lockdown.
Yeah. We should touch on lockdown when we've introduced our guests. But yeah, we have one more sponsor as well. That's Luke Van Boom from Bang Boom Creative, who you heard on last week's episode. And what a delightful young man he was. A really, really open and honest episode that. Some really funny stories, some kind of lifting on some awful people that he worked with, and also some horrendous situations that he's found himself exposed to story-wise, from his work that he's done with children in need. And it's a really, really good episode. So, make sure if you've missed that one, you go and catch that.
He's up there with the nicest human beings on the planet. And one of our guests today is up there with nicest human beings on the planet too. The other one, not so much. But we're going to leave that to you clever listeners to figure out who's who in his mix. Do you want to introduce our listeners, our guest today, Stewie?
Yeah. So, Big Papa Che. And we also have the wonderful, wonderful Gal Poulter.
No, come
you
on.
Know what? Sorry, Gal. I think I'm going to talk over you. You go first, if that's all right. Sorry, it's not my podcast. I always do this. I'll take control. You know what I'm like? I can't help it. I've got something to say, actually, if you don't mind. Is that all right?
Get it out of the way, mate.
All I'm thinking, hang on a second. This is really complicated, right? It's very sensitive, this microphone. I bought some like really high-end podcast equipment now because I'm on here quite regular. I think it's my fourth time. What is the danger? I mean, you know I'm quite a big deal in the business world. I've got my own business in there. If you want to go through companies, I'll look at my companies. They're quite large. But I'm thinking, is there any chance I could buy out your sponsors? So at the beginning of it, you just got to talk about me. So I could buy out like Luke, Charles. I was thinking maybe that's a way of doing it. All three of my businesses, and you'd have to say thanks to me at the beginning of every single episode.
This whole thing is because Charles told you off when you asked that stupid question about glasses, isn't it?
You know what? I've commented on quite a few of his Instagram posts as well, and he just totally ignores them. And all I'm thinking is, I don't get it, right? Because everyone likes me, right? Everybody likes me. So when someone doesn't like me, my brain can't compute it. And it's like, he's up there with that. And I just think to myself, come on, Charles, mate. I sort of want to go around there just to prove myself.
You know when Stu said Marmite Cashews and all us three nodded in agreement, right? Mm. You said everybody likes me. Did you notice that the other three members of this Zoom didn't nod? Did you spot that? Or
I had Marmite Cashews.
I was actually going to say hello, but you got in there first.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
See, I think you're sorry. Yeah, I don't think you're sorry.
I am sorry.
Right, this is what happens, right? You get a little bit nervous. And you talk a lot whilst drinking a lot when you're not talking. Then all of a sudden you go, oh, hang on, shush, shush, shush. Oh, hang on, I forgot what I was going to say. That's always part two, that bit.
Let's find a nice
happy medium tonight.
Well, you've already told me off in the WhatsApp group. You've already told me off, said, can you sign some sort of waiver to say you're not going to drink a bottle of JD and fall through your bar this time? Because my wife caught out. Like, I fell through the bar last time. She's caught me out. Gal, I mean, feel free to talk. I'm sorry.
You know what? I don't even care. You just make me laugh so much. All of you make me laugh. But the last picture I saw of you, Justin, was, you know, we've chatted online, but the picture that your lovely wife, Antonia, sent of you after a hardcore listening chat with a KFC tracksuit on, that was one of my best moments I've ever seen.
Oh, do you know what? I've still got anxiety about that night because I always swore. I know this is like Stu and like Chris business, so I always feel guilty if I get like too drunk and mess it up. And I actually felt really terrible last time. I really did.
Oh, I'm sorry. I need to bring it up. I was just admiring the tracksuit. It was incredible.
Oh, I wasn't being serious. Don't worry. So I relish in it. Just go along with it. Do you know what I mean? But no, thank you. And do you know what? I actually said about this before. It's incredible quality, that tracksuit. I bought a Doritos one from Wick. Awful quality. From the same seller as well, which really annoyed me. So I think, you know, consistency. Have some consistency.
How much is the import tax on that?
Well, it was only £1 to buy, but it was £27 to have it delivered. It's not even a lie. But actually, it was money well spent, to be fair. I thought it was...
I also like is the fact that if your wife's got the ump with you, you just pop that on and just wander around just because...
I walk around the house, yeah. If she's got the ump, we've had a few arguments over lockdown, as you do, I just put that on and just start doing a bit of DIY, like off the list of things that she's given me to do on the kitchen, which I clearly... I mean, we've had this conversation earlier. It's one of those. She put a list up and she starts like trying to demasculate me. Is that a word? Demasculate?
Yeah, emasculate you.
Is that what it is? Right, okay. Yeah. So she'll go, well, I'm going to get a handyman in to do all the jobs sort of thing. And I think, oh, I don't fucking think so. And I say, well, write it right up on the list. I'll do it. And then I'll do things like, right, I feel a bit energetic today. I'll go up there and I'll say, right, I'm going to put this shelf up your ass. And I'll go, can you do me a favour? Can you just tell me roughly where you want it? She went, I knew you can do it on your own. I just fucking knew you wouldn't be able to do it on your own without asking. Can't you do anything on your own? And then I just think to myself, well, actually, fuck off. Now I can't be bothered. And that's happened quite a lot this time, so that list hasn't got any shorter, to be fair. But I'm sorry, I've talked too much.
basically Justin's given us a whole lockdown relationship advice here.
Is she?
Yeah, I mean, if you want relationship advice, I'm definitely the guy to come to. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I've lucked out. I mean, there's no question. I've got no idea what she sees in me whatsoever.
I don't know, mate.
I think most people from the outside perspective are looking at that thinking, yeah, do you know what I mean? I mean, she's just started up a new business, which I think is going to be very successful. And I found out that I wasn't sort of 50% shareholder, and I've kicked off and got that put back as well. So if she ever leaves me, I'm just going to be sort of, I want to get a couple of pictures of me just in a jacuzzi with a load of honeys around me, just like holding the, you know, holding up the deeds to the business, that kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? God, that's a bit dark, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
It's a mature stance, Jas.
Yeah, you've got to be mature. Sorry.
What's her new business? Can you tell us?
Yeah, of course.
No, you can't. You're not.
Oh no, I can. Yeah, no, she's got a few little bits going. You mean my business as well? Because I'm 50% shareholder. No ad plan. This is fine. This one's called Ad Plan. So it's basically a site finder for advertising sites throughout the UK.
Gotcha. Right.
So you put a postcode in, it will pull them up. Stu's seen it. It's incredible, Stu, isn't it?
It is. It's really good. Saw it the other day. Mm. Really, really impressive. Mm. Just incidentally, just talking about you clearly punching above your weight. When we went to that festival,
yep.
what was it that fella said that time? And obviously, we all just presumed you knew him. He just walked over and was sitting on that bench. Can't you remember?
Yeah, well, not much. Yeah, no, he had a go at me, didn't he, basically, for being not good in looking after. I think that was what he said, didn't he?
He literally just, he walked over and he went, "She be you."
And he went, well, who? Who was it and what festival was it?
It was like an 80s festival in Southend. Mm. And I think we just kind of watched, we watched Owen Paul fall off the stage.
That was fucking insane.
And then we was just waiting for Brother Beyond. And
winning all the way.
It was great. But yeah, I remember that bloke just come over and he said something along the lines of, "She were you?" And he was like, yeah. And he was just like, "Fucking hell!" And like, and literally, sort of. I'm sure he's not got one of his mates. Mate, shit's with him.
You seen it? Have you seen it? I probably stitched in a mullet or something for the day. That's what would probably happen. Do you know what I mean? Because when I've done myself up, I actually look half tidy, to be honest.
Yeah, but the thing is, Justin, you don't. But
yeah,
what the thing is that guy's probably put his whole life saying that, you know, he can't get with a girl that he likes.
Mm.
Because, you know, he's not hot enough or whatever. And actually, it turns out now that he hasn't got a personality. And you've just turned his world upside down there and said it's not just...
Yeah, I mean,
just,
looks fade, don't they?
Girls don't just go for looks, and he can't handle that. So, well done, mate, you know.
Well, lucky lady, mate. Lucky
you, lady. You teach us all that we can dream. I can't talk. I'm the...
Well, I mean, yeah, no, sure. You're, I mean, your missus is young and attractive. Also, cheesy Marmite cashews. I had some of those Saturday night. Too cheesy. They've got a cheesy element to them for me. Can we agree on that or not?
No. Check the date.
Maybe they was off.
So, Gail, Justin mentioned lockdown just a minute ago, and it's sort of like him being like, I feel sorry for everyone locked in with Justin, and also like a little bit jealous of him because I think it'd be fun. 50% hysteria with Justin, 50% wanting to murder you. How's your lockdown been? How's it been for you?
What, mine?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm not going to take this conversation down a really negative. It's not been great, but I've got great friends. And, you know, I spoke to Stu the other day, and I spoke to Justin the other day, and I spoke to Antonio the other day. And do you know what? It can get you through this. And I know that there's a lot of people that probably be watching you. And do you know what? You're giving people so much joy every single day by, like, you've got these interviews that are coming out, which is amazing, because sometimes people, you know, my depression can go up, down, all over the place. I can be manic. I can be all over the place. When I was dancing in my pants yesterday and I realised I hadn't shut the blinds, and I was like, well, do you know what, neighbours? Well, it's
free,
it's
show. It's a free show.
Exactly. It's slightly gone south from 1999, but whatever.
He's across the... Yeah, he's having a better time than you are across the street peering through the blind. You know what I mean?
I'm watching, like, one of those crime programmes, and it's, like, got him. He's got, like, some sort of camera into my house. No, I'm doing it. But, no, I just... Do you know what? It's been really, really hard, you know, because we're all very sociable. And, you know, I know that a lot of you have got, you know, you've got families and stuff, and we'd all love to see each other, but unfortunately we can't. I got my first jab the other day there, and I went all the way to Middlesex Hospital. Where the feckin' heck is that? And it's like near me. So I had to go to this place called Acton. And I do you know anyone that lives in Acton? I'm sure it's lovely. Maybe I was just in a really dangerous place where everyone looked like they were going to kill me. So it was fine. But anyway, I went in. And I was in a queue, and everyone had the, like, had their wee forms, and they had, like, it was like a wee raffle ticket on the top of it. And my number was 320. So everyone looks really miserable, like, oh no, this is terrible, we're in, oh, whatever. And I was like, oh, I'm going to try and make this funny. What do I do? What do I do? I don't know what to do. And the lovely guy that was, like, calling in numbers for you to get a jab, and he's like, number 320, you're ready to get your vaccination. I was like, bingo! And not a single person, they're all like that. Oh, and I'm like, oh, that didn't work. That didn't work. Okay. So I went in and I got my jab. And I said, I actually didn't know I'd got my jab because I was chatting so much. And I was like, why am I getting my jab? She's like, well, you're bald. And I was like, oh, God, everyone's like, everything
affects
maybe
everyone.
Why?
Bloody COVID.
You're bald. And I was like, so anyway, I chatted to her and I went, when's the jab happening? She went, well, I did it, but you just talk so much. And I was like, oh my God, oh, thanks. It didn't even hurt. I went, do you know why? Feckin' Scottish, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Scottish.
And I went, where's the next bus? So I've gone from like being like train spot. I was like going from being Highlander to going, so where's the bus?
Helpless.
I kind of like knocked that out this shit, but yeah, it's just been weird. It's been weird not seeing people, and I think the weirdest thing is, you know, if you're not in a family and you can't hug someone. I've not hugged anyone for a year.
Oh, girl, it's brutal. I'm so sorry. I really am. I'm lucky. I think
I did hug my daughter a couple of times, but yeah. Then it's kind of like, are we allowed to? Are we not allowed to? But
It does just get a bit crazy. It's like one of the people I love the most, they're on their own, and I know what the rules are, and you know I've been hyper careful because
someone, are you on your own?
Yeah, so I'm with my missus, but also I'm in the bubble with my missus and my mum. So I'm lucky.
Well done, my friend. Well done, isn't it, Stu? He's still got it going.
Yeah, she's attractive as well. So, I mean, maybe we should focus on Chris as well rather than me.
After
you know what I mean?
The last hardcore listings when you and me were sitting there in the back drinking wee tiny cans and watching Chris destroy himself on this stage.
Yeah, that was a laugh, actually. Wait, that was a laugh.
You'd like make yourself look like a really nice.
Oh, and that was a year ago, right? That was about a year ago we got together. It must have been quite a year. I think it was the little gap we had, didn't we, during the summer?
It was when there was a wee gap. So we had the wee gap. And we all went. And it was just, we're just going to have one wee drink. And then I think you, Antonia, all of us, 24 shots later, we're going, right. So I think we're going to be back on lockdown again.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely smashed. Should we get on with, because we've got you here for two episodes tonight. So
oh my God, yeah, we forgot about that. It's just so nice to speak to you. Do you know what, when you're sitting in the house with a cat and you don't see anyone, you forget sometime. You're just saying, oh yeah, we're supposed to be like talking about really miserable like films. Thanks, Justin. You have
I know. Right, well, me and you discussed those items, didn't we?
But the fact we're on this, because we won, because we said we're going to get on there, we're going to destroy.
Yeah, we put this together behind their back. Yeah, no, that's
we're
it.
Destroy this. And then as soon as you guys said that we're going to be back on the podcast, the first thing I got from you is, we're going to destroy them.
Never said that, guys. I never said that.
So we
and,
said
that. No, I didn't.
Valentine's way.
So... The top five is I'm gonna take Gal's definition of it as a top five wee miserable films. I like that.
Well, wee miserable endings. Is it the endings of films?
I think it's moments. Is it moments?
I thought it was. This is four different opinions for all our listeners. I thought it was tear jerking moments.
Oh, well, you know that works everywhere.
Yeah.
four of us, so we come up with all sorts of different things.
Well, I mean, I can see the fundamental issue with this is I've said to the missus, I went, right, you need to help me, blah, 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 to find think of some things, because I'm quite tough, right? So I don't
cry. Yeah, so you don't cry?
No, rarely.
I've heard you don't show emotion, and the only time you smile is when you're doing your missus from behind. That's what.
I always put comedy teeth into that, so it makes it look like I'm not smart.
I'm gonna. I knew this was gonna.
Stop visualising it, Chris. Stop visualising it, mate. You'll be alright.
Of anybody that I know, I've seen Justin cry more than anyone else. Ever.
Yeah, that's true, actually. And this was, sorry, Stu, the issue with this was, I said to Antenna, let's cut up some films. And she went, well, she cries at everything. And I, like, every time I mentioned something that I cried at, or bits in a film that I cried at, I started choking up. I think that's the issue with this podcast. When you start talking about it, it gets you a little bit, and then you can't finish it off.
By me saying that I've seen you cry more than anyone else, no, never once watching a film, it's just whenever he mentions food.
Or if I eat it.
I've never seen anybody overcome with emotion. I reckon when we worked together in the office, maybe once a week, you would just be like, oh, I've gone. And he was just talking about a sausage roll and then tears.
I've actually gone a bit there. It's actually a thing. If you get like, when I talk about food, I well up. Especially if it's food I really enjoy it. I can feel myself going now. It's so weird.
What reason are you crying for?
Sorry?
Why are you crying? Are you crying because you love it, or are you crying because you don't have it?
Longing.
No. It's
a happy memory.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's nostalgia. You know, or pre-nostalgia. I know that's not actually a thing, but maybe it should be. Pre-nostalgia.
Because I can't go back to Scotland. That's the same as you crying over a tandoori.
Well, yeah, sort of. I mean, I've never had one of those, but I mean, no, it'd be like, you know, I'll talk about the glory days when, like, the BP garage used to do really good sausage rolls before Greg took over. And, you know, you'd get yourself a good sausage roll out of that. And that, you know, that was overpriced, but
they were heated, because you can't buy heated ones now, can you? Or can you?
No, not at Greg's, you can't. Once they come out of the oven, they're hot, and then they're just allowed to cool down naturally.
Damn it. We need to take over this shit.
I mean, shall we do top five moments Justin's cried over sausage rolls?
Fuck it, hell, that's...
We knew, right? So we've done, like, what, 35 minutes with you guys? Yeah. Do you know what? I knew the minute you got me and Justin on... Plus you two, which I love you both so dearly, because do you know what? You got me on a million years ago, and I never stopped talking. And then you got me back again, and I still never stopped talking. And you still get me back on again. Do you know what? I was going to say my mum doesn't even speak to me, but she's dead, so I can understand. But
she's got a good excuse.
You've stuck with me. You've let me talk shite, and I won a BAFTA for talking shite. So,
well, yeah. wait. We knew before the BAFTA, Gal, that was the thing. That's we just love the shit talking. But that's what podcasts are great for, right? Is that you don't have to have like a massive direction. But maybe we should at least.
You can't say massive direction, mate. You can't say that. Come on.
No, but I think once this is all over, you know, when you see, like, I've been watching all these like New York-y pimp things. We need to get like one of those like chariots made out of, like, obviously it's not gold because we can't afford that, and we'll all be sitting on it, and you'll like have your music, you know, every sort of award you've ever won, even if you're at primary seven school thing going, do you know what, you weren't shit at running, and we'll all just be sitting on one of them chariots going, yeah, do you know what, lockdown's over, boom, you guys win, because you guys have got the best podcast ever.
Oh, thanks,
girl. Oh,
I listened to your very first one, actually, when you was on it, when they came to London to see it, because I was really excited to come in, and I must admit, I listened to it, and I really enjoyed it straight away, and I thought, yeah, I like her, man. I like her. I'm going to make her my friend as well.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. I'm taking
Let's
control.
Get a film in. Let's control. Get a film in. Let's right. get a film
yeah.
in.
Who's going
Yeah, mate, you're right.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Gal, I'll tell you what. You had a TV show about movies, right?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was like, it was called Gail Porter's 90s Movies.
Incredible.
Who would have thought that would be a great name?
Give us a film.
So we're going to talk about things that make me cry at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you know what? I actually watched Godfather 2 this morning.
Wow.
I know. You're saying wow, Chris, because obviously you've got the same sort of social life that I have, null and void. So Godfather 1 was obviously amazing. Godfather 2, I watched it and I didn't think I was going to talk about it on your podcast, but it gets to the end, right? And Michael Corleone, he's done the whole, family's all going to keep together. I know it's not like a tragic end, but I cried because the fact he'd gone from like being involved in the Vietnam War and he was like the good kid in Godfather 1. And then he suddenly goes to, you know, looking after, you know, people that are like disrespectful to the family. And it goes from great guy, doesn't want to get involved with the mafia, goes to the end of it. Do you know what? This is so not romantic. I'm not good at like having some sort of romantic cry thing. But at the end of it, he's sitting in that chair and Michael Cole, he's literally killed most of his family. So I don't know, does that really work?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, there's loads of different things that can make you cry in a film.
I think, do you know what? You know, when I was in the mafia, that was a dream. But I just think, do you know what? Going, just like watching it, and you know when it's based on something that's almost real. Well, yeah. It's kind of real. But then watching it, and then you just think, do you know what? I got involved in it because I felt like a tiny Scottish mafia person. And then I thought, Jay, you're a horrible human being. But at the end, when he sits there in that chair and he just looks down, and I think, well, you've lost everything. So that kind of like a little bit sad for me.
It is sad. And I think what's good about The Godfather is that it takes its time over telling that story. It knows how to explain characters. Like the idea of...
Yeah, it goes backwards, it goes forwards. And so you see like how the family were treated. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know why, but it really made me cry at the end, even though he was an evil, evil little shit. But you know that part of him probably just didn't want to be that mad.
No, exactly. It's like degrees, isn't it? It's like slowly he gets drawn in and turned into something that he don't want to. Like him doing, like Fredo, the betrayal of Fredo is like a really sad part of it.
Oh my gosh, that was so awful. And when he was in the boat and he was just like praying to God and it was like, you're going to die, mate. You're going to die. Sorry. But
I'm picking up on anger here more than anything else. You seem quite cross about it. I don't feel like you cried. I feel like you're a bit sort of vengeful about it, if I'm being completely honest.
I think that like there was a tiny bit of like, oh my gosh, don't do this. But then at the end of it, I just thought, well, do you know what? if that was the way that you're brought up in that kind of family, and then the sadness at the end when he realizes he's actually got nobody after he's done all these despicable acts. So I know it's not sad, and I'm sure people that are going to listen to this go, oh no, it should have been love story. But I'm just talking about, you know, it was a film I watched this morning, and I thought, you know what? People's emotions come from all different places.
Absolutely.
So, but yeah, I don't condone anybody going out and shooting anybody, but I don't know, it just made me cry a wee bit because, you know, he was brought up in a family that was the way that they lived. And I just thought, you know, it's one of my favourite films. Loved
Absolutely.
It.
Incredible film.
I'm really impressed that we opened with Godfather 2, Gail. I've got to be honest with you.
Have I fucked this already?
No.
You set the bar high, but we're gonna fuck it right now. Just.
What?
What's your number five?
I've never actually seen The Godfather, any of them. I've never had the time because I know they're quite long films. You know, like sometimes, you'll flick through Netflix, won't you? And you'll go, that's an hour and a half. I'll get that fit that in. There's no fucking time in my life where I thought, well, you know, I can fit 3.5 hours in.
Yeah, but you know,
I'd probably save the end of it.
You know, Godfather came out about 20 years before Netflix, didn't you, Just?
All right.
Yeah.
I've got my number five is E.T. because.
Oh, good choice.
When they find that cunt dead in the river, mate, I fucking pulled my eyes out and I was only about seven. Do you know what I mean? It's so true.
That's on my list, Justin. That's on my list.
There's probably going to be a few that are going to be on both lists, I imagine. And
I went there, I think it was 1980, and I remember going to the cinema with my parents, and I remember my dad going, God, it's gone to the toilet, it's loads of geezers crying in. And I thought, well, why did you go to the toilet? Do you know what I mean? he's probably gone there to have a little wee. I hope so, anyway. I think actually for me, and we'll get into this a bit later, I cry more at, like you said, different emotions, different things. I'm kind of more into, if it's a happy ending, that's actually what gets me, if that makes sense. So, for, you know, it's a spoiler, but E.T. doesn't die. So when he comes back round again and Elliot's sort of jumping around like that, I was quite emotional about that.
Have you ever watched Elliot's casting on YouTube?
I did.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Just, if you've not seen that, obviously he's probably about 9 or 10.
Yeah, he's about 8 or 9, I think.
Yeah.
Or you probably know better than me.
Young.
My kids can't even cook pasta, mate, let alone fucking go for a... Do you know what I mean? You think to yourself, how are these kids so smart?
But Don't blame the kids, mate. Don't blame the kids. Blame the parents.
But he literally just turns it on and starts just bawling his eyes out, doesn't he? And it's absolutely heartbreaking. And then they're just like, mate, You got the job. It's like it's unbelievable, isn't it? It's like
you've shown me.
Yeah,
you've got the job.
I watched that the other day, Just.
You've shown me. You've got the job.
You know, I genuinely think that every single one of us could get a part on American Horror Story because we could probably cry on cue after what's happened right here. We could probably just cry and cue. Did you just show us Jack Daniels? Are you drinking Jack Daniels on your own?
No, I've been told by Stuart I'm not allowed to drink, so I won't drink. But I've got, we were having a conversation beforehand. I've got a little text message going. So have you seen me going on my phone? I'm not answering text messages. I'm not that popular. But what I may do is I'm doing a little text if one of the kids brings me in a beer, because I've got my own beer pump in there now. So.
Just quickly slip that in there. Well, why is the Jack Daniels within reach then? If you're not going to drink it, mate, if I can just check that with you.
They brought it in just in case. I ain't drinking tonight. Stuart told me I won't. That's fine. That's absolutely fine. So.
Look, I've got that and that. But
Have a little drink, mate. Come on. Let's have a little, you know, I can see you're holding yourself back there, mate. I know you're a serious podcaster and Chris's, but come on, let's have a little drink.
I love the fact that you look like you're in some sort of Steve Strange video from the 1980s. Background.
Have you got someone spraying dry ice in there as well?
No. I have it.
It's one of the kids.
No, I have got a smoke machine for the second half. Normally, when I get really pissed in here, I do set off the smoke machine, and it's like that fills the whole house up, literally. Like the next day, there's like a sort of fine film everywhere.
Right.
But I like it.
You knew that this was not going to last for an hour, and we're not going to get through five films in an hour.
We've done. I mean, I don't know about your record. I'm on 31 minutes. I didn't tell you, I've got my own podcast happening.
We've only talked about one bad ending.
Right, Gal, step up. Number four.
Right, okay, the champ.
Oh, hang on. You're not doing any.
Old school. We'll throw a few in. We'll definitely throw a few in, but I think you guys are going to cover out some big ones.
Oh, fuck me. I'm fucking because I only wrote a few down. I thought we was going to do one each till we got bored.
I had a conversation with him yesterday saying, do some prep. Don't do the, I'm just going to get hammered and freestyle. He's freestyling already.
No, I'm not. Do you know what? Because I know what you're saying. But I thought we was all doing one each.
Would not any other way, Justin.
You're right.
I'm sure Chris and I have got some.
Yeah, exactly. I've got loads.
Let's talk the champ first.
So, yeah.
Never seen it.
Yeah, it was...
shit, you're not hating it.
John Voight, Faye Dunaway, and the young kid was called Ricky Schneider, which I'm sure you all know that. But if you've never watched The Champ before, it is one of the most heartbreaking stories ever. So... I always feel like, you know, when you talk about films, you can't sort of like give the whole premise because you don't want to ruin it for people.
Fuck it, go for it.
This one's quite old though. You've got like, you know, this is like 79. So you're all right, I think like...
Okay. So anyway, Champ, so he was John Voight. He was in a relationship. Oh my God, I feel like I'm actually telling the whole
story. Told you, that's the issue with this. You start talking about something emotional, you get a bit cut up, don't you? I mean, I won't, obviously.
Okay, I'll do it now. Okay, John Voight met Faye Dunaway. He was a boxer, a bit of a shitty boxer, a bit skin. She was a very posh lady. They fell in love. They had a child who's played by Ricky Schneider. And then Champ, who was like John Voight, went off to do his thing, and then the kid was called TJ, and the TJ just wanted to be with his dad and his mom, and basically it was just one of those things that you just cry at, and then it gets to the very end. But they're also, am I allowed to say this without
spoiler alert?
Yeah,
you'd be all right. 41 years old.
Spoiler alert. So I actually watched it just because I remembered it made me cry so much. I remember TJ, and then okay, so Champ falls down, he's having his last fight, trying to make money, to make everything great for him and Annie, who was blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so, and then obviously he doesn't make it. And then you've got his little kid going, Champ, are you okay? Is Champ okay? Yeah. So anyway, that was one of the most horrific things.
That, by the way, that was a very good impression.
Wasn't that good? Did I do it right?
That's I reckon that was probably the first film I ever cried over.
And do you know what? I actually wrote down this. This is how like anal I get sometimes. So right, so TJ speaks to Faye Dunaway. Champ, did you love her? Did you love Annie? And then he goes, "Of course I loved her. That's why we had you."
That's fucking unbelievable.
That's beautiful.
What is anal short for, by the way? Huh? Because everyone says the word anal in a conversation. I'm very anal about this. And I think to myself, come on.
I love the fact you just go into that. You don't go into the fact that Champ's kid is just by crying over
his
death.
Is anal short for?
Why have you got to bring anal into this? So you assume word anal.
Do you think it's analytical?
I imagine so. That is guesswork,
I apologise. Oh, my God.
I mean, let's type it in. Someone get on Google. What is anal short for?
I'm going to...
anal as in the fact...
Intercoms?
I'm a little bit tight, so I'm just checking out facts.
I'm going to...
Are you still talking about anal here, or...?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Next film.
Well, I'm gonna throw. While we're talking boxing films, I'm gonna throw my two penneth in, right? So, I have seen it about 300 times, but I've got some other boxing films that are, they're my go-to that make me sob. I can't deal with. I mean, Rocky films are ridiculous. They're absolutely ridiculous, right? But I just adore them.
Yeah,
I can't deal with Stallone crying when Mickey dies. I can't handle it.
That's a terrible thing. That's a terrible thing. Because Mickey's been there forever.
Yeah, can't deal with that.
Don't understand what Rocky's saying. Yeah. We think we can, and we're living the journey with him. And then he dies. You're just like...
Maybe he's laughing.
Right.
Because he has got that kind of punch-drunk slurness. You just don't know with Rocky, do you? He's the master of surprise.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And you know what, the wrestler?
Yeah.
Oh, the wrestler. That'd be in my top five.
Well, Thunder Lips.
Great film.
Thunder Lips with Mickey Rourke. Yeah, Thunder Lips. Four. That was a tough one. Brilliant. That was so good.
That was brilliant.
What was the other film I was thinking about? It was like a boxer, and then it was his brother, and the brother had been.
That's a true story. That's a true story of Mickey.
Oh, really good. The Fighter. That's called. Was the Fighter.
What was that called?
The Fighter? Is that the one with Christian Bale and...
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg, that's it.
And a total true story. And they've never made the follow-up because after that point in his career, Mickey Gall then went on to have three of the greatest fights against Arturo Gatti.
But I love the fact you're pointing up there. Are you pointing up to him in heaven or you have a picture of him?
Yeah.
Arturo Gatti.
Oh my god! Amazing. I mean, that.
Sorry for listeners. I've got a signed photograph of Arturo Gatti because he's my favourite fighter. But yeah, there's.
But the whole fact that it came from like it, the two of them were doing fantastically well, and then the brother went off and he was taking drugs, and is that the same for the film? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god, that broke my heart. Mm. Because Christian Bale is always amazing. I mean, utterly astounding in everything he does.
He's meant to be a bit of a cunt, though, isn't he?
He's meant to be a total wanker, isn't he?
Don't know. Well, you get it from...
I didn't like to say that. I'm just thinking, do you know what?
Well, he's not going to be listening, is he? Let's slag him off.
And if he is, I guarantee he's going, that Justin sounds like a right cunt.
Yeah. Do you know what wound me up about Christian Bale is when he gets out of bed in one of the Batman films and puts a white shirt on. You can see the girls going, and I think, oh, why can't I wear a white shirt?
I love you've got.
Do you know what I mean? Because like all you'd see is the my areola, just like the tint of it, just going through that white shirt, and that is something, you know.
It takes a certain kind of guy that can get up and put on a well-fitted white shirt.
Yeah.
Fresh from bed, hair looks all right.
I don't know any that I right. like.
I don't know anyone.
Well, do you know what? I would not be impressed by that in the slightest.
Yeah, it also takes a certain type of guy to watch a Batman movie and obsess over that part of the film.
I couldn't relax after that.
Let me tell you the guy that can do that, get up, look incredible, put a white shirt on, Bradley Cooper is kind of the go-to kind of picture.
Oh, he gets on my fucking
nose. Handsome.
No, you just think, he's the kind of fella that just gets up, puts on a white shirt, and you think, fuck off, mate. I'd have to spend like a week trying to look like...
You've got to think, do you know what? Hopefully he's a nice person, but in your own head, because...
You know he is.
Bit life in London, you just go, do you know what? I just have you just have just one tiny bit of a wanker of a bit. I don't want to miss you. I don't want to wish you badly, but because you're so handsome and you're so wonderful, just have 20 minutes.
Yeah.
20 minutes of dealing with my life.
He's director, he's good looking, he speaks loads of languages, he's a good singer. He's just everything, mate. It just gets on my nerves.
Well, give us another film.
Justin is now his agent.
Yeah. If you want to book him on what they call it, Cameo, he'll do a little voicemail message for you. I might try and get on that.
What? what's your next film, Just?
Oh, right, we're still doing this. Right, let me know when we get round to the...
Just give us a film, mate. Just give us a film.
All right, okay. I don't know how... I'm trying to start from low emotions. I'm going to say two very quick ones. These were contenders, but they didn't get the top list. Quite like when Luke Skywalker's aunt and uncle died and he's just looking up at the planet. You know that
bit? Oh, yeah.
That's like, because you think... At that point, you realise how cool the... how cruel... what are they called? Not the Emperor. The
Stormtroopers. The Empire. Yeah.
The Empire. That's it. You realise how like our rogue now.
Justin, can I just like jump in with you? Because Star Wars is all mine. Do you not think it was really bad when Luke and Leia found out that they were brother and sister and they just had a snog?
They'd had a snog.
Yeah, that did turn me on. You're right.
It's supposed to be terrible.
You shed a tear from somewhere, didn't you?
Yeah. No, I did shed a tear from my eye. No. At that point, I turned it off because I thought now.
What was the other one?
The end of Blackadder. Very last episode of Blackadder, when they're just kind of running across no man's land. Have you seen that?
Was that in Blackadder the movie?
Yeah, but oh, sorry. Yeah. Oh shit. Was it just movies then? Oh, that fucks my number one up then.
I'm just on
movies. Oh, it's tear jerking film moments, isn't it? Sorry. All right.
You named it.
You suggested it, for God's sake.
Yes, I know. Right. Okay. Well, I've got. All right. Well, let me just get the TV ones out of the way. Right. I'm going to say this because I know Stu's going to get like proper emotional about this.
Do you want me to
right.
give you one?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Yeah. Right.
Right. You might have to ask Antonia. Has Antonia
yeah.
seen Beaches?
Yeah.
I haven't seen. Oh, is that with...
Yeah.
It's Bette Midler.
Bette Midler, of course, yeah.
Mm. That was a pretty... Like, everyone cried at that movie.
I watched Beaches in the 80s and, yeah, absolutely bawled my eyes out.
That's a good shout, actually, because that's a classic.
I think the last song at the end of it was Wind Beneath My Wings, and she sang it, and it was just like, you know, it's one of those 80s films that you just cry, and you just think, damn it.
It's your go-to movie, isn't it?
Yeah. You ain't Bette Midler's enough?
I also cried at Goonies.
I don't.
Did you? Eh? What bit did you cry at Goonies at? But
right, my idea of reality and movies, they sometimes like merge together.
Yeah.
So I just wanted the what was the name of the lovely
Sloth?
I wanted Sloth to come and live with me, so I cried because he.
Oh yeah, he was so lovely. When he said Sloth's love Chunk, that was just that like yeah.
So you get a piece on him?
Yeah.
Did he have a piece on him? Probably.
Oh, Sloth. I don't know.
Probably.
He's dead.
You can't Is he?
Yeah. Do you know what? I was watching something the other day, and I don't know why. I was just watching it, and it had a dog in it, and I just thought, yep, it's dead. And like, no, you just think...
I do that all the time.
And I just think, oh, I used to love that. They're definitely dead, aren't they?
All the time. I watch films, and I see dogs in them, and I think... I no longer that dog died. all the time.
I don't get that.
I get to find
well.
A film that, yeah, really badly all the time. I look at and because I love dogs, you know what I mean? And it's like, I look back and I think, oh.
There should be like a little Wikipedia, like memorial page for, you know, dogs dying sad films or something.
I mean,
look at Toto.
Look at Toto, not the band.
Justin, I think one you might actually agree with me on because I feel like it's all going off the radar here. But
yeah, Elf, dogs, man, that's
anyone. You've all watched Elf, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Elf, at the end of it, do you not cry when he gets everyone to sing "You Better Watch Out"? And then Santa comes down, and then Santa's telling everyone that Santa's real. Does that not make you cry, Justin? You're looking like. You hate me at the moment, but do you know
what? I don't. I mean, I think hate is a strong word. No. That's never made me cry. Okay. Awakenings. How about that?
Hold on. Let's go back to Elf. Weirdly, I've only seen Elf. I feel bad saying. I think I've only seen it once.
Oh, shut up, Chris.
Oh, I've seen it a million times, mate. It's on my house literally before Christmas and after it.
I know.
And that.
Tiny wee cave so he keeps his beard, so he doesn't get to see people apart from Stu.
That's it.
Is that what's happened?
That is exactly what's happened.
No, but Elf is one of those things. But also, when I watched The Exorcist, and I was like, oh, bless you.
was Father Christmas in that as well, then? I can't remember him in there. Fucking hell. He does get about, doesn't he?
I mean, speaking of Christmas films, I just want to make a shout out to Macaulay Culkin and honourable mention to My Girl.
Yeah, good shout. That was up there. Yeah.
That was great. Mm-hmm.
Jack Frost is a good film, actually. That's a good, sad Christmas film. Seen that? That's good. His dad's dead, basically. He turns into a snowman.
Oh, you know, that's right. Yeah, I've seen that.
That's quite, good. That's quite sad.
Who was the actor again? Was it...
It's one of Michael Keaton. No, I like him. I like him. Right, okay, so I said E.T. Awakenings, I said that, everyone totally ignored it. All right, I'm gonna go for one.
You got one.
Yeah.
Are we fighting each other?
You can both have your say. Go on, Josh, you go, because you said Awakenings and we all just fucking
you're in a disco room.
Right, well, I'm going to go... I don't know how we're going to peak with this. I'll tell you one bit, right? I'm going to go deep here, right? But one bit that really always gets me is Sixth Sense. When she's in the car...
Oh, yeah.
And the little boy goes, I can see the dead people, whatever. And then she goes... And then she starts going on about her mum and how she used to watch it. Oh, mate, every time I watch that, it breaks me. It really does break me.
Do you know what? Chris and Justin just agreed on that. Me and Stu were just like that. What?
Whatever. It's the bit because basically the kid tells the mum that he can see dead people. Mm-hmm. And then the kid says to her something along the lines of, that question you asked her, the answer is...
Are you proud of her?
Always. Yeah, it's not how it goes. You ruined it now. So we'll just move on now, Just, because you just ruined that bit.
You can't get anything right.
You just can't get anything. You're just premature then, mate. You just jumped the gun.
Okay,
Let's cut it and let's start again. Let's cut it and let Chris have his moment. So let's cut that little bit out. I don't know who's going to be editing this one. Is it you, Christopher?
Yeah, no, it's all good, man. I'm only joking. But yeah, basically what he says is something along the lines of... She says always is the answer to your question, and then the little kid says, well, what did you ask her? And then Justin, what does the mum say?
She says, are you proud of me?
That's it.
Right?
Yeah, that's it. Are you proud of me?
Amazing.
Mum says always. Yeah, that is a bit. Yeah, choke me.
Give me a bit of goosebumps there, actually, mate. Let's give me a little bit of goosebumps.
Harold and Maud.
What was that?
Harold and Maud. No, what's that one?
It's I think it was a film made in 1971. And
it's a classic.
Have you seen it?
Mm.
No.
That's one when I will cry at the
end. Is it as long as The Godfather, or is it a bit shorter? Because we've had this conversation.
All the music's done by Cat Stevens. It's a great film. But it's a very unlikely romance between people that are from different stages in life. But anyway, that's one of my things that makes me cry.
Harold and Maud. I might have to check that out. I feel like, you know what, I'm going to watch Beaches as well.
It sounds like a Lenny Henry character.
No, Steve, you know, you've frozen on me.
Oh, me?
No, you've just fallen asleep, yeah.
Have you, you've seen it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing.
We'll join in then. Fucking hell, Stu.
Well, I've just popped into my head then that I don't think any of us have mentioned. Well, before I do, Chris, do you want to throw one in? Because you've not...
I feel like if I'm going to throw one in, it's going to upset you now, because it'll probably be the one you're thinking of.
Go on.
So, It's a Wonderful Life. That's one that...
that's a beautiful film.
That breaks me up. I can only watch it every 10 years. What's that, mate?
More Santa Claus stuff.
I think there was a Christmas thing, towards the end. He's running through the streets wishing everyone a Merry Christmas, isn't he? But it's... I can watch it every 10 years because I just crack up. I can't handle it. It's too sad.
We've got to pause this a sec because the disc is full on this audio.
I hope we've not ruined it.
No. I just need to delete some bits. And then we can drop
me.
Should I stop my recorder, Stu?
No, we're all good.
Just keep it going.
Is Antonia, is she there, or can you not, like, is she upstairs?
Have I got a chance? Oh, Antonia? Yeah, she's making vegan sausage and mash in the front room. Nah, you want me to get her in here?
Well, just say hi for 2 seconds.
I don't know, is Stuart doing something?
I think we're all good. We're all good. Let me just, right, okay. hang on 2 secs. Let me just see if that can record.
That's terrible, Stu.
We'll do this one for another 10 minutes. We'll close this one, and then we'll have a little 5-minute break, and then we'll do the other one. So you can say hi to Antonia there or something, maybe.
So,
was that a terrible thing that we
just did? No, it's just I've got no space on my computer. So it literally just I filled up the disk. So I just had to
You need a new hard drive for.
It's a bit hard to make jokes about sad stuff, isn't it? But I'll say fuck it.
I think you've done well.
So Chris, you mentioned It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes, that one's I love it. I can't watch it too much. It's a Christmassy movie. I think it's just a Christmas movie to an extent. So I watch it every like 10 years because it's too. It makes me cry too much. But it's kind of.
You've watched it 3 times.
It's, yeah.
For those times you had won.
Yeah. 4 times now. It's a happy, tears, though. It's not sad tears for It's a Wonderful Life. It's happy tears.
The thing about It's a Wonderful Life is it's almost 3 hours long. It's a very long story. And you've got to kind of like get yourself involved in what's happening with him. So, yeah, it could be really sad, but it could be really positive. But it could also be at the time when you go to the cinema and you just want to go for a piss at some point and you're going to miss a bit. So, it's, you know, it's one of those things you need to watch at home, I reckon.
Yeah, Pip hates it. Pip hates me going to the cinema because no matter how short the film is, gal, I'll go and take a piss. I just do not care about it. He gets so upset with me.
My bladder's getting weaker every year.
Well, you go for a piss every year. I go piss every 2 years, but yeah.
It slows down as you get older.
No. I'm speeding up. Literally, I will need a piss so badly and I'll go to the toilet and then nothing comes out. And I just wonder if it's some sort of prostate issue. I keep probing.
Do you know what? I just felt so badly for doing Chris. Saying that we're going to interview me and Justin after we talked about how this is going to be a nightmare.
No, it's been good, mate. It's been good.
The best fun. Do you know what, Justin? It's been the best fun. And Chris, too, I know that you think we're a little bit nuts. Well, I think, you know...
Get out of it. We don't.
You have had the best year of interviewing the most amazing people. I look after everything that you put on Instagram and everything. And I'm always... absolutely overwhelmed and happy that you were like interviewing all these amazing people and then you give up.
If you want to FaceTime me anytime, you can.
Are you talking to, the listeners or us?
I've got cameras all over the house, girl. Just anytime you want to FaceTime me, I've got an angle you can appreciate. You know what I mean?
This is a time when you know you've got friends when Stu Whiffen. And hardcore listings are going interviewing people from the Foo Fighters.
You understand these are a pair of cams,
and they
right?
Come back to us. And we're like, and they go, hi, Foo Fighters, do you know who they are? Those folk are, no.
Well, I want to get a couple of films in.
Go on, do it, mate.
I've mentioned it a million times in this podcast, but Journeyman is the saddest film I've ever seen, and I just can't get past that scene.
Do you know what? You keep asking me to watch that.
I tell everyone to watch it, and no one ever watches it.
No, if you ask someone something 3 times, at that point you can't watch it, can you? It's like if someone goes, you try this, to the third point you think, now you're pissing me off, now I can't watch it. So you've ruined that film for me, essentially, by recommending it.
Okay, all right, no problem.
Hang on, Stu, who's a journeyman?
Paddy Considine. And and Doctor Who, what's her name? She's incredible.
Jodie Billy
Idol.
What's her name?
Jodie Billy Whittaker. Is it that or not? Have I got that massively wrong?
It's Jodie Whittaker.
I've got that right for once.
It's just brilliant. Obviously Paddy's excellent in anything he does, and yeah, it's just heart wrenching. Again, I don't know what it is about boxing films. They just kind of get it right. For my number one, I can't deal with Forrest Gump talking to Ginny's gravestone. about
fucking hell, I forgot about that.
About Little Forrest, and when he talks about what a smashing young man Little Forrest is, and he starts to go.
That does, mate.
Oh, mate. And then the scene when he first meets Little Forrest, and they're both sitting there watching the they're watching, and both their heads tilt at the same time. Oh, mate. Every time.
Sure, that's right. Again, it's not sad, it's happy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, happy moment. And things like that get me. You pulled that out of the bag, mate. Forrest Gump. That is sad yet happy, isn't it? Am I right?
It's a good shout. It's a good way. Unless anyone's got any final ones to call out.
Oh, are we still doing this? I've got a couple.
Okay. Well, we'll hear them, and then we will give you guys good news, because we will end this podcast here. But we're going to do another podcast where we do top five moments where we were disgraceful when we were pissed. Was it something like that?
I ain't got any of those.
It's kind of top five drunken nightmares, isn't it? Or right, just dumb
okay,
shit.
Sure.
Yeah,
right. So you got that to look forward to. I'm sure that won't be as sad or tear jerking as this.
Oh, we're going to have this one.
We're going to have any of your last ones to mention. You throw them in now, mate.
All right, I'll throw them out. I've done a list. All right, so Awakenings, that was ignored.
that's great. I love that. I love that, Justin.
It is a great
thank you very much.
It's not as good as Cocoon.
No. Oh, do you know, old people, like, not dying, but old people, getting old.
It's not film. It's not old people, the film. They're just fucking dying. Do you know what I mean? So
no, exactly. I don't, you know, if I jumped in that swimming pool and that thing was in there, I'd fucking get straight out, because it looks really filthy.
Do you know what? No one likes to see old people, like, you know, dying, but...
True.
If I had to watch that, and you know, and obviously there's scenes where elderly people are dying. If they were eating an ice cream, I'd just think, I'll take them. elderly people eating ice cream. Can't do it.
I had a weak moment a little while ago, and I said to Tantan, let's put Cocoon on. She, yeah, it's great. And I went, it is great.
Oh, do you know what?
And I always remember thinking, when that geezer like had a breakdancing competition with that young guy, like he just when I was younger, that was the most incredible scene. I remember watching it back, and like as they cut to the scene where the geezer's on the floor, I mean, he changed race. I think like it was an old white guy. This is doing a backspin. It was a black guy doing a backspin on the floor. It's so fucking shit. It's unbelievable. But
I took my mum to Spain, right? So my mum met this young, well, no, he wasn't young. He was like
clean.
Same age as my mama. But anyway, I was thinking, do you know what? I'm going to take my mum on holiday. I might meet someone. Who knows? But anyway, the two of them jumped in the pool, and I was like, it was like Cocoon. I was like, how have I not like met anyone for like 20 years? And my mum just jumps in a pool. She's like,
it'd be a bikini, mate.
I'm really happy she was happy, but I was just like, come on, seriously?
The pool of love, mate. The pool of love.
Yeah. Wow.
Have you got television shows you want to try and thumb in here, just?
Yeah, I have actually.
Go on then.
Blackadder. I know she's not a fan of Blackadder, actually, funny enough. Like, you remember that, as I said it. But Blackadder, when they run across No Man's Land at the end, that's very sad.
Yeah, it is.
And for me, actually, a little tear-jerking moment, but again, it's warmth in the way of love, is when Dawn and Tim get together at the end of The Office.
Watched it last week.
Yeah, and every time you watch it, that will just get you, won't it? That'll just get you. Every
when
time.
I'm already crying when she looks at the drawing in the back of the car.
Yeah, that's the bit in the back of the car.
I know, yeah. Amazing. You just think...
Yeah.
And then as soon as you hear boop, 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 and only you starts as well, you just think, oh, you literally just got goosebumps.
Alison Moyet, thank you.
I've actually babysitted for Alison Moyet. I know you've met a few famous people, girl, over the years, but and live with them. But I've actually babysitted for Alison Moyet.
No, you haven't.
Swear to God, yeah.
She's older than you!
No, I didn't babysit Alison Moyet. I babysit Alison Moyet's kid. And if I remember rightly, actually, I got in trouble because
Alison, come on, bedtime, fuck off.
Get out of my house.
I'll level with you, she was at work. A kid brushed his teeth with a Bic razor. Then everyone said, why wasn't you looking after him? And I thought, well, pay me more. I know that sounds really weird, but there's a lot of truth in there.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Our Core Listing, the podcast.